Oh, we have our special guest. Is that right? Oh, dear. We have our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, you can tell by the music coming in, we do have a treat with us tonight. Former President of the United States, Bill Clinton, calling in here on the Sloan Ranger program. He is going to update us all on the California recall election. Bill, is this Bill?
What? How you doing?
Bill Clinton.
I was out in California last time I talked to you at the beginning of this recall debacle.
I remember that.
Don't you remember? Oh, I was having a great time. I was there with Gray and with Di-Fi and... Now, oh, God, it was a great party. Oh, it's sad tonight, but oh, well.
At that time, you were very confident that Davis could beat this thing, really, and I guess...
Well, you know, I thought we fooled the citizens of California, but I guess we did.
No.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah, it doesn't look... I assume now that Davis is pretty much... Has he conceded yet, or is he...
Lord, he's not going to concede until... maybe 12 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, he's got at least another 2 hours, to be governor, I guess. And it looks like...
He'll stay on to the very end. But I'll tell you one thing about Arnie. Arnie, he's a great guy, I'll tell you. But he smokes his cigars really well. He has a good stash. I have to say that one thing about him.
I mean, you must have had some... I got to ask you this, Bill, because, you know, this is the question everybody's going to want to get your answer, but all these allegations that came out about him, the sexual, you know, groping and this kind of behavior, what's your take on that? I mean, how do you react to that?
Oh, Lord, it's the same thing that happened with me. You know, all people just did slash and burn tactics, but... Oh, with me, it was mostly all false. But, you know, the difference is with Arnold, it's all true. I mean, don't you know, it's coming from the Los Angeles Times, one of the most respected newspapers out there in California.
Exactly, and I mean...
It's all true with Arnold, but with me, it was just a political smear campaign against me.
And this, I mean, it's got to make you question his leadership abilities, really, I guess, is what it comes down to. Any man that would do that, I mean, I think we'd both agree... He's just not fit to be governor.
I totally agree. Lloyd, I tell you, you and I think alike.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Did you go to, I mean, you must have went to an Ivy League school just like me.
Well, yeah, but I've overcome that now. I mean, I've learned to think like the common man at this point. But sometimes it helps to be a little bit sneakier, if you know what I mean. But we don't want to. I don't like to talk about that. So.
Oh, I understand, Lloyd. I understand your point.
Speaking of sneakier, I was gonna. There's something somebody mentioned to me today that Hillary is actually listed out on the Federal Election Commission website as being a candidate for president.
Oh, they weren't supposed to print that.
I didn't. I just kind of, somebody sent me an email and I went out and checked it, and sure enough, if I search on the FEC site, she shows up as a candidate for president. I don't know what's going on there, but...
Lord, I tell you, well, you know, she's going to run. Yeah, she's definitely going to run again, but... You know, we were trying to keep this on a little radar screen, but boy, I'll tell you, Lloyd, you really do your research quite well.
I
tell you, it's hard to keep anything from you.
You have to get up pretty early in the morning.
You're very fortunate that you're such an informed citizen.
You have to get up pretty early to stay ahead of Bill Clinton, so I appreciate that, Bill. A compliment like that from you means a lot, I can tell you for sure.
Oh, Lloyd, compliments for you all the time. Hey. I mean, you should attend one of our conventions. You know, we should make you a keynote speaker.
Absolutely. Hey, would you like to take a call maybe from some of our listeners here? I've got some people waiting on the line. They'd probably love to get to be able to talk to you. That'd be quite a thrill.
I'll take questions from anybody.
I think that'd be great. Let me just take a call here. Michael, would you like to talk to Bill Clinton?
Okay.
He's speechless, Mr. President. It's
that's normally the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah.
I was that was a good first hour that you had. I noticed that he was on the run whenever you asked him about the whole First Amendment issue about Congress should make no law. But he answered my question pretty good about the UN being illegal or unconstitutional.
We should really ask Mr. Clinton those kind of, you know, is there a question on the Constitution you'd like to ask the former president, maybe?
Well, why did you not get Congress's approval for bombing Kosovo? I mean, there's a whole number of issues, Mr. Clinton.
Oh, my goodness, that's...
Well, Lloyd, I'll have to defer to you on that one. You're much better at it than I am.
Well, I think, you know, in that case, I that wasn't a war any more than Vietnam or Korea was a war, so I don't know why we would... I mean, we did get UN support in NATO, right? So, I mean, that would...
Actually, we didn't get UN Security Council support for the bombing in Kosovo.
Well, we might have talked to them informally, I guess, or something.
Yeah. And you mentioned Trotsky. Is it his birthday, or...?
This is Leon Trotsky's birthday, born on this date, 1879.
The thing I always found interesting about Trotsky is helped form the Communist Party in Russia with Lenin. Yet when Stalin took power, they tried to wipe him out of history and try to demonize him. I remember this picture I seen where they actually wipe out Trotsky from from the picture. And I just always thought that was really interesting. Like, just the whole, you know.
Oh, Stalin just moved him right out of there and actually had him assassinated
in
the end.
Wasn't in Mexico City.
In Mexico, yeah. I don't know if it might have been Mexico City. It was in Mexico for sure. And done by a Spanish communist, too. Just kind of got in there and killed him. But Stalin had a contract out on him.
My question is, why did you go to Kosovo without even approval from the House or the Senate?
You know? Well, I thought I could do that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's that simple, you know, executive order.
Yeah, well, you're no friend to the Constitution, Bill, so I'll leave right now.
Oh, well, boy, it doesn't sound like a fan there, Bill, I guess, but, you know, it's
executive authority, I tell you, that's the way it is. That's the way it is, Lloyd. I mean, hey, you know, I'm the commander-in-chief. I can send them anywhere.
You know, Bill, I'm due for a break here. I think I can hold you over if you want, and we can talk some more, or I don't know if you got to get back to that Gray Davis wake or celebration.
I might have to get over there and console Gray a little bit, you know, and old Cruz, he just conceded.
Oh, dear.
I think it was a little premature.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Bill. I appreciate the call and the update, and anytime, of course, you know, mi casa su casa, so, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Hey,
Lloyd, you know Spanish so well. You know it better than I do.
Well, no, I don't know. But you tell Hillary good luck, and we'll have a party in the White House. Okay?
I'll tell you, she's gonna run again, and she's gonna be president for another 8 years.
Yep, it's what it's looking like. It's really shaping up. I think this is deja vu all over again. So.
Oh yeah, a famous American said that.
Yeah,
good supporter of me too. Anyway.
Thank you very much, Bill. Always good.
Oh, always a pleasure, Lloyd.
Absolutely, and we'll be right back after these messages.